it's Earth Day week, and we want to take a look at the Brownfields program, a very important initiative to clean up contaminated sites, important for public health, important for economic development across our state. And we see some success with the program, but we think there are ways in which it could be run more efficiently. We could be smarter about how we target some of the tax incentives that are part of this program.
Just to be clear, Tom DiNapoli, brownfields are those places where we had contaminated the land.
Yeah, typically and it's an industrial site, and the factory is closed, or the shop is closed, and there's been some legacy of contamination that needs to be remediated. And there are cases where it's actually an abandoned site. There's nobody there to clean it up. And very often, these sites are in our urban cores. They're in areas that are in need of redevelopment. And the program is set up to really provide an incentive for folks to come in, do the cleanup, put the property back on the tax roll if it's not on the tax roll, create jobs, and enhance the community. And the problem is, though, the way the program is set up, it's very generous on the tax incentives. It could cost as much as $3 billion over time. And we're suggesting there's a way to perhaps more clearly target the tax incentive part of the program to communities where, in fact, without an incentive, there wouldn't be economic development. We've seen some of these credits go to properties that are in areas that are already very economically viable and probably didn't need, that tax advantage. So our report today still points out brownfields are an important opportunity for enhancing public health and economic development, but there are ways to improve upon the program. And since I was one of the sponsors of the bill that created the program when I was in the legislature, I feel I have full privileges to make some constructive criticisms about how we move forward. And I hope that the legislature and the governor and DEC will look at our report and work with us to improve this very important program.
Just to be clear here, what is happening now is that a major business, I'm not going to name any names, but you could take a couple of initials somewhere, it comes in and says, okay, we're going to collect on this thing, but instead of building in a challenged area, we're going to build in, a more affluent area, and they still get the tax incentive.
Yeah. And this is one of the debates when we first did the bill, because from my perspective, we were very concerned about not repeating the mistake we saw in other states where, in an effort to get these properties back into productive use, there was a compromise on the environmental standards. And I took the position we needed to have very rigorous environmental standards, especially if it was a property that was going to be turned into residential use or a child care center or something like that. The trade-off in that debate was having these generous tax incentives. The problem is, we look at the program, we see too many of the communities where we wanted to see the redevelopment properties not benefiting from it. And I think there's just a way to redirect the priority in terms of the tax incentives that will, for the entire state, be more beneficial, put more properties back into productive use. So it's a good program. We want to build on its past success, but there's a way to do it a little better moving forward.
And for all of you who are scratching your heads out there and saying, how come this major corporation announced last year that it paid not one penny in taxes? This is one of the reasons, because they get these kinds of breaks.
This could be.